Thursday night, Chaimus Halvavus, Dalad Nisan, Shari Yichud Hamaisa, page Kuf Pei Tes. And he's talking about different things the Yetzer Hara tries to convince you of, tries to talk to you about, tries to... And we're in the middle of the page, shtickle, the middle, the first words of the line, actually, v'cha'asher yireh b'cha yozma, around the middle of the page on Kuf Pei Tes. But the first word on the line, right, the next line after a pasuk in Amos is quoted. Chashayir b'chayozma, when he sees that you have an inspiration or a plan, lasos dover mimaisa mishmas. You know, sometimes a person gets into the mood. He says, "I'm going to go to the shul and learn something. Maybe I'll daven slower today." He's talking about more. What I'm talking about, you know, is plain things, regular things. He talks about like fasting or. But it's the same dynamic that the Yetzer Hara right away tries to discourage you by building it up and saying it's too hard. Maybe he'll say people are going to make fun of you. He shows you the downside of what you want to do. So you're getting all hepped up with inspiration. He says, "What? You have to help your wife go shopping. It's almost Shabbos. It's before Pesach. Yagdil hadover beinecha." He makes the mitzvah burdensome. He makes it bigger than it is. V'yartiyachom imenu, so you get scared off. Imhoyim minyoni hatzom, v'orovon, so you're going to fast b'hab. You decide this year you're going to fast b'hab after Pesach. Yoyim melecha, and what he says is very logical. And you know, you're going to ask me, like, maybe he's right. If he's right, it's not the Yetzer Hara. You're right. If he's right, he's right. But the point is, this is what he says, even if it's not right. And he scares you. Like he tells people, let's say a person, I mean, there are a million examples of this. A million. Everyday life has a million examples of this. Let's say a person has a seder to learn every night. And then he has a chasana. He says, "Oh, if you don't go to the chasana, he's going to get so insulted. He's not going to notice if you're there or not. You don't want to go. He doesn't want you there. He doesn't care if you're there." He builds things up. He makes you imagine the worst of consequences. That's the point. That one of the battle plans of the Yetzer Hara is that when you're inspired to do a mitzvah, he exaggerates the consequences. That's the point. Yom Melecha, for example, by fasting, he says, "Yishomer, watch out. He says, Yachlishcha, it's going to make you very weak. Yechloscha, maybe you're going to get sick. V'yimnoacha, minyoni olomcha, v'achrisecha, it's going to stop you from functioning. V'nyoni minyoni esnadvus betfila belayla." If you're talking about someone getting up at night to daven, say tillim. Again, he over-exaggerates the consequences. What are you talking about? Sleep, so important. You know, sleep. Chas v'shalom, who knows what's going to happen? The endrof, you know, the enzymes in the body. You're inspired to give stoka. You're inspired to help the kupa shel stoka in their sale. Karen Lev Yisrael. So the Yetzer Hara says, "No, there's so much pushing there and shoving, and people are going to, no, it's too much trouble, too much bother, and who knows, I think I hear your mother calling you." Yadam Alechai blows up and exaggerates how much it's going to cost you, right? We want from everybody in the shul, I thought it would be a no-brainer to get money for Torah programming, 50 shekel a month. Can't do it. in very lurid, all of a sudden very lurid, oh my goodness, I'm going to end up having to take charity, having to borrow money, I'm not going to weak my weekly budget. All these good things you want to do and that you're inspired to do, Yizom, he will plan to scare you off. He will exaggerate the consequences. To cool you off. Right? And in an Avera, he over-exaggerates the pleasures of an Avera. Right? You can imagine what he's different things he's talking about, but it's always true. A person will develop a desire to eat chayes on a fast day, but you know, he knows he's doing something wrong, but the incitement of the Yetzer Hara is that he over-exaggerates how pleasureful it'll be. Yeah, it's not such a good heksha, you know, or it's a questionable heksha, but all of a sudden, like, come on, it's so tasty, it's so geschmack. And the whole, it's a silly, because the whole pleasure is over in a half a minute, 15 seconds. Go. Get into the car, go buy a pack of cigarettes now. Ah, you take that first puff, it's geschmack. What should, but now he tells you how to fight it. Targish. Well, Saint Shear also hit the dust. Rufus, it's nittle tonight, don't you know? You're not allowed to learn tonight. I don't know. No. We have our own special brand of Mishmer night. Can you take a poll where everybody was tonight and let me know? I'm very curious. Like, where were they? V'lachen kasher targish b'chagon elu mitzido. When you feel such things, I mean, nobody's really talking to you. It's you talking to yourself. Hashem lo. Tell him, come on. It's okay. If you fast during the day, don't let them do that to you. You fast, you're hungry. You ever fast? At night, after the meal, do you remember that you fasted anymore? No. Meal, now you're stuffed. And you're up half the night because you drank a cup of coffee on an empty stomach. You know, you're not weak. You're weak for a couple of hours during the day. You're weak. Someone tells me, don't mind machu, you have to fast, I feel weak. I say, sure. You know why you feel weak? You're fasting. Everybody that fasts feel weak. If there would be a heter to not fast because you feel weak. So again, of course, you pass a certain point where you're unusually weak and you're not machu, you have to fast, of course. Hashem lo tell him, shekola yisur shover olecha, all of this terrible, terrible, the meshavu mechayecha lo nishma shemash. I've been through the life, I fasted, I gave stokah, I got up at night to say Tillim. I don't know, all of these lurid consequences that you're building up didn't happen, right? Nothing left. A day later, you have the schar of the mitzvah. You don't have any consequences. Even if there are consequences, you're hungry. So what? Elacholof mayer v'kolom miyad. It goes away. It doesn't stay with you. You're not talking about permanent damage. You're talking about something. So you, for a mitzvah, you suffer a little. And then you eat at night. So you have the schar of fasting. But you're not hungry anymore. You stuffed yourself. Uschar anishal l'chol yolam. And you have the schar forever. You know, the answer back the Yetzer Hara. Don't accept. Tell the consequences are silly. They're temporary. 5 minutes after I stop fasting or I stop davening, I'm not going to feel it anymore. People say, I'm too busy to come learn. So you come learn, But tomorrow you're not going to feel like, oh, there's nothing you didn't take care of because you came to learn. What happened? So you got out of your house for an hour and a half. What happened? The world came to an end. What happened? You didn't meet the mortgage because you came to learn that hour and a half. Ki hatzom, let's say someone's fasting. But you can extrapolate this to everything. Kasher tzom, he fasts, noichel, everybody eats at night. Kilo lo tzom, it's over, you know. Now he ate, now he's not hungry. You don't go through life remembering how you were hungry that day. 5 minutes after the fast, you're not hungry anymore, it's over. It happens to be a chesed Hashem. My brother was once talking to Shraga. Shraga was in jail. Shraga Rosen, it's a story. So I was talking to him that when he was in jail, we told him he's going to come out. I have to go to a shrink. I told him, sorry, you're going to have to go to a shrink. You're going to have to adjust again to regular life. He said, no. He said, he holds 3 days after he's out, or maybe a week, it'll just be like a bad memory. But it'll be a bad memory, but it's over. And once it's over, it's over. That's what the others are saying. Most things, once it's over, it's over.
Well, I guess I question that just a little bit from the point of view.
Yeah.
If you're fasting, you should be learning something for it. It shouldn't be, yes, the after
he's talking about he's talking about the consequences of the Yetzer Hara is building up. That the Yetzer Hara is scaring you with consequences most of the time. More often than not, overwhelmingly more often than not, those consequences are much less than he says, and it's not lasting. Doesn't last. You don't go through life remembering how you fasted that day. You know, 5 minutes after it's over.
I guess I'm not necessarily talking about the consequences, I'm talking about the effect of the experience.
Well, he's talking about, let's say someone decides, sometimes he's going to stay in the shul 5 minutes after every morning, and he's going to learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch for 5 minutes. It's a wonderful thing to do. Kaino Elam Haba, 5 minutes of learning, he learns Halacha Lamaisa. Now, the Torah is going to conjure up all sorts of terrible consequences. He doesn't have time, he's always so rushed. How could he do this? It's not possible. And if he would do it, those 5 minutes would be swallowed up. He wouldn't even notice they're missing. And he'd have the 5 minutes of learning with basically no consequences. That's his point. These things are not real. He scares you. He's very effective. He over-exaggerates and he paints a dire picture of some terrible consequence if you... So you have to answer him back. You have to relate and remember experiences you've had where it's a joke. It's nothing. It's over. When it's over, it's over. If you wake up at night, say tilim, you go back to sleep, guess what? You nap for 10 minutes, you caught it all up. Right? You stay up half the night, then you catch it up. Catch up. 10 minutes of napping, you caught it. He ends up with a schar. Vinishalo schar eronuso. We're talking about he did something good when he was up. No one ever got caught from giving tzedakah. Relax. The money's not yours in the first place. Hashem gave it to you to give out. And all of these dire consequences are not true. You're going to have whatever money you're supposed to have, and you're going to have the mitzvah of tzedakah as well. The chasher linyan averos, and the other half, that he exaggerates and he paints this picture of the greatest of pleasures of the avera, so realize that around 10 seconds later, there's not going to be any pleasure left. How long does any pleasure in the world last? Half a minute, whatever, seconds. Harher b'nafshcha v'ale libcha, realize, think about kalos hanaoscha b'meira, that it's over. He's using the same psychology. The psychology of combating the Eitzara by mitzvahs is to realize that the consequences are over very fast, and this char mitzvah will stay with you forever. And by the Aveira, realize that the pleasure that he's building up, that's going to be over quickly. And what he's minimizing, which is the Aveira, that's going to be with you forever. The pleasure is going to be over in 5 minutes, and the Aveira you're going to have forever. That's how you should think. V'halei lipcha klos hanoscha b'meira, hamuter mehem v'osur, even muter dika hanoa, but you shouldn't be involved in it so much. V'tishor alea cherpa hamuguna mehem, but you'll have the bizoyon of the Aveira, v'on shabalam azeo b'bo, forever. V'osashoa, if you think that way, he's trying to build up consequences of a mitzvah, so you think about and realize that the mitzvah's consequences are very small, little, last very short, and you have the schar forever, and the opposite with the Aveira.
You're saying to focus on the consequences.
What?
You're saying basically just focus on the consequences, because it seems to be the tirko or the hanao that you get is just, it's fleeting.
Confront the Yetzirah with the truth. The truth is he's building it up and he's exaggerating, and the truth is the what he's saying. The truth is the hano of the Aveira lasts a few seconds and you're stuck with the Aveira forever. The truth is the consequences of the mitzvah last for a few seconds, a minute, an hour, and then it's over and you're left with the mitzvah forever. So you make your decision. If you confront it with the truth, that's the yesod of this whole perek that we've been learning for months, weeks. The perek Hamish Yivshar Yichid HaMaisa, he goes through all the... So he says you got to confront the Eitzara with the truth, and he'll dissipate like a housefly that you chase away. Keeps coming back. That was his yesod, but it's easy to chase away. But this door is l'maisa hatov. If you keep these things that I'm telling you in mind, you'll do good. But the satzel mikol maisa ra, you'll use your laziness for averus. Okay, stop here. We're not going to learn kitzur shulchan aruch. Who's going to the Chabura tonight? The Mishmah Chabura. I just don't know what it's about.